Well, I am overwhelmed at the gift and the honor of being a distinguished member of the Philadelphia Society. I had no idea, to be very honest, no idea that this was going to happen. It has been my custom as the secretary of the Society to enforce upon speakers the immortal words of my favorite Anglican clergyman, Sidney Smith. He was one of the few entertaining writers of the Edinburgh Review. He said constantly, "Short views, for God's sake, short views." Since I am standing between you and the main speaker, I will be brief. I would like to say a few words in defense of debt and deference, virtues not normally celebrated much today. One of the definitions of debt is a feeling of gratitude for a service or favor. Deference is humble submission and respect shown by an inferior to a superior. First, deference. When I was a little boy, I was known as Virginia's boy. When I became a little older, I was known as Al Campbell's son. When I moved to Baton Rouge, I became known as Helen Campbell's husband. The Philadelphia Society owes more to my wife, Helen, than you can ever imagine, or maybe you can imagine. Everything that I know about diplomacy and grace, I owe to her. Now that my two daughters are grown up, I'm known either as Elizabeth Campbell Corey's father, or in the case of Mary Campbell, my other daughter, "Are you really Mary Campbell's father?" I take immense pride in the fact that we are the only three-generation family in the Philadelphia Society, and I encourage you to do likewise. My dad was a charter member and a distinguished member. I was a charter member president and have also had the honor of being secretary for 19 years. And tonight, I'm overwhelmed by being elected a distinguished member. My daughter, Elizabeth, and her husband, David Corey, are both current members of the Philadelphia Society, who are not here to celebrate tonight, but for a good reason. Elizabeth and David are not here because they had their third baby, Margaret Grace Corey, on April 1st. And I have pictures if you want to see, her. Now let me move on to debt. I'm deeply indebted to Don Lipsett, Ed Fulner, and Kenny Cribb for calling on me in 1995 to become secretary after Don's death. Helen and my relationship with Don and Norma, we introduced them before they got married, is outlined in the anniversary program that you have in front of you. We all are deeply indebted to Don for his humor, for his camaraderie, and his spirit of civil conversation that characterizes the society from its founding in 1964 to 5 to the present. Ed Fulner is a lifelong personal friend. He lives by two laws. First, specialization of functions. Play your role in the conservative movement and don't try to be all things to all people. The second is add, expand, and multiply rather than subtract and divide. Or if I may put it in words with which Alan Meltzer will understand tomorrow, keep your factional reserves to yourself. Although the society is modeled on the Mont Pelerin Society, we are equally indebted to being the graduate school for the Intercollegiate Studies Institute. Its devotion to ideas of ordered liberty has been a constant from Vic Milioni, who was another distinguished member, to Kenny Cribb, to Chris Long, who is here with us tonight. I don't know whether Kenny arrived yet or not. Is Kenny out there? His mother had taken ill today, so I think he was having trouble getting here. Joe Morris has reminded me that secretaries come and go, presidents come and go, but Dan Hales and Dave Stewart have been with us longer than almost anyone else. They have been untiring in their support of the society, both as assistant secretary and treasurer, respectively. Our other secretary, Julie Flick, is she in the room? Did she come in the room? She's been with the society longer than I have, longer than my 19 years. She's been here close to 29 years. Of course, she started when she was 12. She has been an unbelievably competent steward of the details of the organization, mailings, membership, financial accounting, and contract negotiations with the hotels. If you ever want to negotiate a contract with a hotel, you want Julie on your side. And that's just the short list. Julie, I hoped you were going to be here. Please stand up and be recognized. I couldn't have done it without you. So. That's the past. What is the future of the Philadelphia Society? I take comfort in the observation of Peter Drucker. He said, the ultimate test of any top management and the ultimate test of any institution is hiring an effective successor to a departing CEO. Lenore Ely has been the core of our positioning ourselves for the next 50 years. As president of the society, she has energized the board of trustees. She's brought a vision of engagement and cooperation and modernized our website. All of this before she's really assumed office, so we'll wait to see what she does from here on. She is an adopted Hoosier. Don Lipset, of course, was a Hoosier. I'm a Hoosier. And she's an adopted Hoosier, although she hails from Alabama. With a PhD in history from Johns Hopkins, she has studied with Forrest McDonald at the University of Alabama. And being an LSU supporter, I might worry about that a little bit. But she also has strong allegiances to Auburn, and Auburn trumps University of Alabama for her, so that's okay. She has worked in various conservative institutions, brings the strength of those institutions and personal contacts with her. She appreciates the various components of all the principled approaches within the conservative movement without being ideologically rigid or tied to any single one. She loves order, liberty, and variety, and on top of that, has a wonderful sense of humor. It is my pleasure to introduce Lenore, who will give us some insight of the direction that she sees for the Philadelphia Society. Thank you.